It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 29th of December and here are the top news of the day. Director of the Directorate of Medical Education and Training or DMET informed that the Odisha government's decision to reopen schools for standard 1 to 5 students from next month may be revoked in view of the rising cases of COVID-19 and Omicron fear. The DMET Director Rama Raman Mohanty said that the state has witnessed a rise in COVID-19 cases in the last 7 to 8 days. This is what Rama Raman Mohanty had to say on the matter.
ଦେଖନ୍ତୁ ଏଇ ଯେଉଁ କେସ୍ ରାଇଜ୍ କରିବା ପୂର୍ବରୁ ସେମାନଙ୍କର ଏଇଟା ଇଏ ପଦକ୍ଷେପ ଥିଲା। ବର୍ତ୍ତମାନ କୋଭିଡ୍ ଦୃଷ୍ଟିରୁ ସେମାନେ ହୁଏତ ଅଲଗା କ'ଣ ପଦକ୍ଷେପ ଗ୍ରହଣ କରିପାରନ୍ତି। ଏଇ ଯେଉଁ ପିଲାଙ୍କୁ ଟୀକାକରଣ ହେଉଛି ସେଇଟା ମଧ୍ୟ ଗୋଟେ ଏ ଦୃଷ୍ଟିରୁ ଗୋଟେ ପଦକ୍ଷେପ ହେଇପାରେ। ନା ନା ଦେଖନ୍ତୁ ଏଇ ଯେଉଁ ସଂକ୍ରମଣଟା ବଢ଼ିଲା ଆମେ ଆଟଲିଷ୍ଟ ଏଇ 7-8 ଦିନ ଭିତରେ ସେଇଟା ମାନେ ଦେଖୁଛୁ, କିନ୍ତୁ ଏଇ ଯେଉଁ ପଦକ୍ଷେପଟା ହୁଏତ ତା ପୂର୍ବରୁ ନିଆଯାଇଥାଇପାରେ, କାରଣ ଓଡ଼ିଶାରେ କେସ୍ ହାର କମିଯାଇଥିଲା ବହୁତ। ଓମିକ୍ରନର ଭୟ ମଧ୍ୟ ନଥିଲା, କିନ୍ତୁ ବର୍ତ୍ତମାନ ଓମିକ୍ରନର ଭୟ ଆସ୍ତେ ଆସ୍ତେ ଅନ୍ୟ ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍ରେ ବଢ଼ିଗଲାଣି। ବର୍ତ୍ତମାନ ଦେଶରେ 21 ଜିଲ୍ଲାରେ ଓମିକ୍ରନ ଚିହ୍ନଟ ହେଲାଣି, କେସ୍ ମଧ୍ୟ ବଢୁଛି, ହୁଏତ ନିଷ୍ପତ୍ତି ବି ବଦଳିପାରେ। ଆପଣମାନେ ଯାହା କହୁଛନ୍ତି ନିଷ୍ପତ୍ତି ବି ବଦଳିପାରେ।
The Union Government has notified the Consumer Protection Rules 2021 and asked the direct selling companies to comply with these rules within 90 days. According to the new rules of the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, it will be applicable to all goods and services bought or sold through direct selling. All direct selling companies offering goods and services to consumers in India, including a direct selling entity which is not established in India but offers goods and services to consumers. Under the new norms, all the direct selling companies and sellers are prohibited from promoting a pyramid scheme or enroll any person to such scheme or participate in such arrangement in any manner whatsoever in the garb of doing direct selling business or participating in money circulation scheme in the garb of doing direct selling business. The Director of Health and Family Welfare Bijay Panigrahi said that Odisha will have dedicated vaccination centers for the inoculation of children between 15 to 18 years age group against COVID-19. Children who were born before January 1, 2007 are eligible to take the COVID-19 vaccine doses in 15 to 18 year age group, and in case a kid doesn't have any identity proof, he or she can show the school or college ID cards to take jab, he said. This is what Bijay Panigrahi had to say on the matter.
ଆମର 15-18 ବର୍ଷ ଯେଉଁ ପିଲାମାନଙ୍କ ପାଇଁ ଟୀକାକରଣ କରାଯିବ ସେଥିପାଇଁ ଆମେ ଜିଲ୍ଲାମାନଙ୍କୁ ନିର୍ଦ୍ଦେଶ ଦେଇଛୁ ଯେ ସେମାନେ ସେମାନଙ୍କ ପାଇଁ ଡେଡିକେଟେଡ୍ କୋଭିଡ୍ ଟୀକାକରଣ କେନ୍ଦ୍ର ବି ସେମାନେ କରିବେ ତାଙ୍କର ଜିଲ୍ଲାରେ, ଏବଂ ତା ସଙ୍ଗେ ସଙ୍ଗେ ଯେଉଁ ଫୋର୍ନୁନ୍ରେ ସେମାନଙ୍କର ଟୀକାକରଣ କରିବେ ଆଫ୍ଟରନୁନ୍ରେ ଅନ୍ୟମାନଙ୍କର ଟୀକାକରଣ ସେମାନେ କରିବେ, ସେ ଅନୁସାରେ ସେମାନଙ୍କୁ ନିର୍ଦ୍ଦେଶ ଦିଆଯାଇଛି। ଆଉ 15-18 ବର୍ଷ କେଉଁ ପିଲାମାନେ ହେବେ, ଯେଉଁ ପିଲାମାନେ 2007 କିମ୍ବା ତା ପୂର୍ବରୁ ଜନ୍ମଗ୍ରହଣ କରିଛନ୍ତି ସେମାନେ ଏଲିଜିବୁଲ୍ ହେବେ। ସେମାନେ ଆମକୁ କହିଥିଲେ ଯେ 10th କ୍ଲାସ୍ ମାନେ ସ୍କୁଲ୍ ଆଇ କାର୍ଡ଼କୁ ଦେଖିକି ବି ସେମାନଙ୍କର ପଞ୍ଜୀକରଣ କରାଯାଇପାରିବ, ଯଦି ଅନ୍ୟ ଆଇ ଡି କାର୍ଡ଼ ସେମାନଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ନାହିଁ ତାହେଲେ ସେମାନଙ୍କର ସ୍କୁଲ୍ର ଆଇ କାର୍ଡ଼ ଦେଖିକି ବି ସେମାନଙ୍କର ପଞ୍ଜୀକରଣ କରାଯିବ ଏବଂ ସେମାନଙ୍କର ଟୀକାକରଣ କରାଯିବ। ପ୍ରତ୍ୟେକ ଜିଲ୍ଲାରେ ଆମେ ଅପସନ୍ ଦେଇଛୁ ଦୁଇ ପ୍ରକାର, କିଛିଟା ଡେଡିକେଟେଡ୍ CBC କରିବେ ଯେଉଁଥିରେ କି କେବଳ 15-18 ବର୍ଷ ପିଲାମାନଙ୍କୁ ଟୀକାକରଣ କରାଯିବ।
India has decided to stop import of 2,851 components used in defense equipment manufacturing with the expectation of saving foreign exchange worth approximately rupees 3,000 crore every year. The Defense Ministry notified a positive indigenization list of subsystems, assemblies, sub-assemblies and components to achieve self-reliance in defense and minimize imports by defense public sector units. The positive indigenization list has been notified by the Department of Defense Production, Ministry of Defense as part of the efforts to achieve self-reliance in defense manufacturing and minimize imports, the ministry said. The list contains 2,500 imported items which have already been indigenized and 351 imported items which will be indigenized in the next 3 years. These items will only be procured from the Indian industry. The resident doctors continue their protest in support of their demands, including the withdrawal of FIRs filed against them. The meeting between a delegation of the protesting doctors and the union health minister on Tuesday had failed to make any headway. The resident doctors have been protesting for the past 13 days over the delay in NEET PG 2021 counseling. In a statement, the Federation of Resident Doctors Association of India, which is leading the protest nationwide, said that the FIR has been filed by the police against the protesting resident doctors. One more person has tested Omicron positive in Odisha, taking the total number of cases in the state to 9, officials said on Wednesday. A 31-year-old man who has returned from Dubai tested positive for Omicron variant of the coronavirus. State Director Health Services Bijay Mahapatra informed that the infected man's health condition is stable and is now under treatment in a hospital. He returned to Odisha from Dubai via Kolkata on December 16. At that time, he had tested COVID negative. However, after one day he got a fever and tested RT-PCR positive. So this sample was sent for genome sequencing where he was found Omicron positive. Noted filmmaker Kumar Mangat Pathak has announced that he will make a film titled Raid 2 on the recent income tax ID raids in Kanpur and Kannauj on perfumer Piyush Jain. Pathak made the announcement during a panel discussion at the three-day Kashi Film Festival in Varanasi on Tuesday evening. Pathak, who had earlier produced the Ajay Devgan starrer Raid, said that this film only showed that money can come out of walls too, whereas in the recent IT raids in Kanpur and Kannauj, the money actually started coming out of the walls. The BJP in Andhra Pradesh has promised to offer liquor at Rs. 50 per bottle, besides several initiatives it voted to power in 2024 assembly polls. In a public meeting held on Tuesday, BJP Chief Sobu Viraju lashing out at Chief Minister Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, led YSR Congress government and opposition Telugu Desam Party, Viraju said the political forces in the state failed to develop the state despite the abundant resources and long sea coast it has. In a video message, Meta-owned photo-sharing platform Instagram's head, Adam Mosseri, said that the platform will double down on video and focus on Reels in the upcoming year. Mosseri said that Instagram will consolidate all of our video products around Reels and continue to grow that product. Instagram has been making some changes to how it handles videos in recent months. In October, it killed off the IGTV brand to bring longer form videos into the main feed. However, users need to tap through to Reels to watch the full video. As part of its ambitious charging infrastructure goal, Ola Electric will install more than 4,000 charging points for its electric scooters across cities in next year. In a tweet, Bhavish Agarwal, founder and CEO Ola, said that hypercharger rollout has begun across cities. Ola has expanded into advanced two-wheeler electric vehicles manufacturing at its future factory. It has already begun deliveries of its e-scooters, Ola S1 and S1 Pro, albeit delayed a bit. Ola in April unveiled the Hypercharger Network, a charging network for its upcoming two-wheeler products, starting with the Ola scooter to be launched in India in the coming months. USA Cricket has said it is devastated by the news of the cancellation of the three-match one-day international series against Ireland due to several COVID-19 cases being reported in the visiting team's camp. The first ODI scheduled on December 26 was cancelled on the eve of the match due to positive COVID-19 cases in USA squad and the umpiring team for the matches. The remaining two ODIs, December 29 and 30, were also cancelled after two members of the Irish support staff tested positive. Several partners of players also tested positive for the virus. That's it for today. For news and detail, visit OdishaTV.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.